Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
That's right. Let's get it going in the loop. Sports Radio 610. You heard the man.
Yeah.
Figgy Fig, John Lopez, myself, Reginald Attula, hanging out with you. And now we're just going to shift course. We're just going to do 4 hours of Adrian Wojnarowski. Just playing. It's a fantastic day for the Texans, and an important one, right?
Yeah.
One that it might not seem as important if you do not look at it a little bit closer, but practice day after having a day off yesterday, and I think that there's going to be some important things to be seen, both here in Houston and then obviously up in the Great Lake area.
The 10,000 lakes area.
10,000 lakes area. I mean, those lakes are great,
right, so
too.
Let me hijack this real quick.
Please do.
Figgy, I got to hijack the first couple of minutes of this segment. Because I've stumbled across over the last, 4 weeks now with Reggie, something that I love about him and something that bothers me. I'm not going to say hate. That bothers me about Reggie.
I mean, you can say you can hate it. Cool. It doesn't hurt my feelings.
Figgy, have you picked up on this? Like, he is so hell bent on getting everything just right. like getting everything just perfectly right. We are in a business of, oh, my bad. That's our business.
Live to see another day.
Oh, my bad. Let me correct that. Yeah. And trust me, look who you're talking to here.
Hey, Reggie must throw his coffee at the radio. Me and Seth.
Yeah. One day he was right. One day after the show, he was upset because he didn't give the text line out.
Yes, that's right. He didn't give the text
or the call line out.
And we've got a show for you guys today. We got it set up, but we're prepping in the other studio. We're getting ready. And he's like, I don't know. Should we do this? Should we do that? I'm like, dude, it's awesome. We're going to kick ass. So it's a great attribute to have, but it's also like, don't kill yourself, dude.
No, I like that about Reggie, man. He wants the show to be perfect, man. That's a lot.
Perfect.
I'm trying at least. Let us know. Let us know if the show is perfect or anywhere near by texting in to the program 713-572-4610.
And I don't say this about men very often, but it's kind of cute. Like he wants
to. I don't know how to feel about it.
It's kind of cute.
All right. Like, that feels a little disrespectful.
He wants it to just be like, oh, that word I should have said different.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you said another word.
No, we do it for the people. We do it for the people. And I want to do a great job.
Anywho,
for the people.
I just, I think that's cool.
And maybe there might just be, if we're being completely honest, right? There might just be a little bit of self-servingness in that. Like, I personally want to be right for myself.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's anything that I like more than being right. And so that also filters into other different places. One other thing. That's right. One of the things that I would love to be right is the injury report. for your Texans. Yes. Practice report, right? That's, I think that's one of the big things on the day that's going to be real illustrative for us on what this week looks like as the Texans careen towards probably, not probably, easily their biggest test of the year in this early season.
Yeah, no, and it's a big day for our listeners to hang in there with us all 4 hours. It's going to be a perfect show, and we got Joe Mixon news coming down the pike. As soon as they get out on the field, we'll get that to you. We have Justin Jefferson news in Minneapolis that's going to be very much important in a number of ways, because this secondary, specifically the cornerbacks, getting a lot of love, man, getting a lot of love, and they will never have they have yet to face a receiving group like they're going to face on Sunday. I think that's safe to say.
Or at least, I mean, the top end receiver, right? Yeah. When you talk about Justin Jefferson in this early week, like it's a different level that you're going up against. That's the creme de la creme. There's a lot of folks that would, when asked who is the best wide receiver in the league, would jump immediately to the man, to Justin Jefferson, right? And he was banged up while blocking this past week and ultimately, you know, suffered apparent leg injury.
Mm-hmm.
And so he, at least to this point, has been listed as day-to-day. But what does that actually look like?
Yeah.
Let's find out, right? Because you had a game. You're coming off a game where you had Stingley showing you the capability of being, you know, a matchup corner, to the point where now you're asking yourself in some ways, can he be lockdown corner? Can he be lockdown corner to the point where we're talking about what is the nickname, right? In the vein of you know, like Champ Bailey and Revis Island and those types of things.
Yeah.
And these are the types of competitions that you are you know, gearing yourself up for, right? Mm-hmm. Is the likes of Justin Jefferson, is that going to be a dude that is at his full complement, or is that going to be a dude who is lesser than? And how does that shift what's happening here?
And how do the Texans play it? You know, what version of D'Amico Ryan's philosophy are we going to get? Are we going to get Derek Stingley, you know, as they say, traveling with Justin Jefferson? Or are we going to get something opposite of that? Also, they have a couple of other good. Jordan Addison didn't play last week, and they beat the Niners, and they like him a lot.
Yeah.
They got a good game out of a Jalen Naylor. So they've got some receivers, and how the Texans play that is going to be one of the primary things we're going to be watching.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely the case. I don't know why the frog keeps I'll be fine before the show. You didn't hear me clear my throat
once.
And then once the microphones go on,
we got DJ Kool in the building.
Yeah, let me clear my throat. But with that being the case, right? Like, yeah, this team in the Vikings handled their own pretty well against the Niners. And interestingly enough, like, this Niners team is a little bit of a facsimile for this Texans team, right? Like, we know the connections that exist between these two teams and the way that they play. In fact, Jimmy Ward was talking about that yesterday on Texans All Access. And so, especially with the ways and the emphasis that the Texans have had on big plays and stopping those, if you find out that not only is Justin Jefferson better and ready to go, Jordan Addison now showing up, right? Like, what kind of pressures does that put on this defense? Like, that begins with knowing where their status is, what they look like for the potential of game day.
Yeah, no, look, if we're just being honest here, it's the biggest test yet for the Texans, and specifically what we're talking about here with the defense. The Vikings just give up 88 yards a game rushing, okay? That's right behind the Texans. I think the Texans are seventh in the league, Vikings are eighth. But the Vikings have faced and have done that, and they just beat a team that runs the ball exactly like the Texans.
Yeah.
Like, exactly like that's the same scheme, same coaching, same system, literally, came from.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off.
and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
That system.
And can I speak to that a little bit? Yeah. Or can I allow Jimmy Ward to speak to that a little bit? Because I was fascinated. And shout out to our guy, Andy Kalous. And shout out to Mark Vandermeer when it came to Texans All Access, sitting down with the safety, Jimmy Ward, yesterday. Jimmy was talking about the similarities between the Super Bowl teams that he played on and this Texans team thus far.
Well, so far, we're 2-0.
Nice.
So we started 2-0 in 2019. Other than that, the defense, same offense, really. It's the same scheme, just a few different faces.
What about what goes into that, though, Jimmy, chemistry-wise?
Oh, yeah, you definitely got to be close. And I feel like Houston is a city that is just plenty of stuff to do. So I see some guys on Thursdays or Fridays, they link up with other guys, and they take their girlfriends out and wives, and they have movie dates together. Mm-hmm. So that's cool to see. And some guys go to concerts together, get a suite, invite the younger guys to come to the concert. So, or some guys have like the whole position meeting dinners. So it's, you know, it's building. And on top of that, a lot of depth, you know, because, mm-hmm. you know, in this lead, a lot of guys go down week to week. And it's very important that the next guy up knows what he's doing and it's not a drop off.
So with that being the case, right? Like, now you're bringing those types of elements from a Super Bowl type team to this Texans team, and that's going to be necessary in what is going to be their stiffest test in the early portions of this season.
Yeah, and you know, some of the depth things that he talked about. I mean, you can parse that out and nitpick a little bit, but you know, they have gotten guys like To'o playing at a high level, and some others as well. They have some shortcomings here and there, but in terms of like what they are and how they play. And the Niners' philosophy and being that kind of squad, yeah, we can all feel that. We can all sense that.
So with it being the big test that it is, what are the things that make it a big test, right? What are the things that we're looking at here, Lopez, in that instance? Because we could talk about, you know, till we're blue in the face, the idea of, they're similar and all these things. You know, is Justin Jefferson going to play? Is that the big test that we're talking about?
Yeah, here? I think there's two, and I don't think it's going to change between now and kickoff on Sunday, that I think are going to determine the game, number one, and I will be watching very, very closely, as will everyone. Are the Texans going to be able to run the ball?
Yeah.
It's been, what did I call it, first date, second date running, you know, behind this offensive line. Are they going to be able to run the ball? But it's not just on the offensive line. Is Joe Mixon going to be available? And if not, or even if he is, you know, who else is out there, and how are they going to handle with Cam Akers or Damian Pierce? We got a little bit of good news on Damian Pierce yesterday.
Right.
I guess they said it's, what's the term they use? I guess progressing or is not going to be as bad of an injury as they thought.
Yeah, Aaron Wilson had talked about the fact that obviously Joe Mixon's ankle injury was not considered long-term or serious per league sources for him. And then also mentioned the idea that Damian Pierce is, quote, making fast progress from minor strained hamstring bursar. So the idea, hey, man, is Mixon going to be, like, when they say it's not long-term or serious, is that enough to keep him out of this game or limit him in this game? And then what is Damian Pierce ready to go? Because, again, like, worst-case scenario, both of those guys not in a great place.
Mm-hmm.
Are you great? Or do you how great do you feel about Cam Akers handling a lion's share of this alongside Dare and British Brooks? And I know that we have some listeners that are, that love them, some British Brooks. But then what does this offense, what does this running game in particular look like? Because we could talk about week one, but even week one, Joe Mixon had 101 yards after contact. There was a lot of that that was Joe Mixon himself. What does that then happen look like with Cam Akers, with British Brooks, and then even if Damian Pierce is you know, recovered well from the minor hamstring injury, what does that also look like?
Yeah, look, a lot of people toss around this term everywhere you look on the internet. Keys to the game, keys to the game. And a lot of times those are just fodder. You know, it's nonsense and it doesn't turn out to be true. I'm here to tell you these two things. Will the Texans be able to run the ball? That is an absolute, I'll use the word, key to whether the Texans are successful. And the other ones, just how good can Derek Stingley and Kamari Lassiter be? To me, that's it. I like their receivers a lot. They have the best receiver in the game. They have a quarterback that's playing at a very high level for his game anyway.
And an offense that understands that they need to get those guys the football.
Exactly. So, like, running the ball, and if these two cornerbacks can more than hold their own against a really good receiving core that's getting healthier, that's it. That's what's going to help the Texans win if they win.
So, yeah, I mean, you start looking towards that with a good week of practice, I imagine. And then also just like practice reports themselves will give us a good insight into how they will, or what tools they'll have at their disposal to go about taking on a Minnesota Vikings team that alongside this Texas team is pretty highly regarded right now.
Yeah.
Because I mentioned this. I said this kind of in passing yesterday, but I don't know that there's an elite team in the league right now. You're starting to try and suss some of that out in the early portions of the season. And the Texans have an opportunity to put themselves in that class. This is the first game that I think will allow people to, I guess, go further in making that case, because it seems like people are already putting them in that space. I know that Colin Cowherd has put them top three. There's a lot of places, in fact, that have put them top three, at least top five. I know that I saw the NFL Network in their power rankings had the Texans at three, right? Like, they're putting them amongst the best in this league. Can the Texans play like an elite team in this league?
Yes.
And I think that starts with making sure that seeing if you have some things available to you and who's going to be available.
I'll put it this way. If we do get the same type of game out of Stingley and Lassiter, obviously the pressure, you know, was a big factor in that. But the same types of production, playmaking from Stingley and Lassiter, I'll put it this way. Despite the great quarterbacks that are coming down the road, you know, that the Texans are going to face, I don't think that I'd be real scared of like being overwhelmed by any of them if those two cornerbacks can play at that level and show us again. Nick Caserio was talking about this just yesterday.
We have two players that we drafted this year who we feel could play the ball, and you've seen that show up during the course of the spring. You've seen it show up in training camp, and it's shown up really in the first two games. Kalen, going back to Kalen's play in week one. Kamari really made two plays on the ball. We had one taken away with the penalty, but the ability to judge and track and play the ball, it's not an easy skill, because a lot of times you're in phase with a receiver, you're running with the player, your eyes are on the receiver, and there's a lot of things that you're trying to figure out in order to find the ball. So you're looking at the receiver's eyes, then you have to turn your head to find the ball. Where is the ball? Are you in position when you're in man coverage? In zone coverage, it's a little bit easier to see the quarterback and break and play on the ball. So depends on the type of coverage that you have on the particular play. But just your hands, your ability to track and find the football, it's certainly something that goes into the evaluation. And we grade the player, whether it's good, whether it's average, whether it's below or average. And then whether or not that player can actually improve that skill, that's something that just takes a little bit of work.
I mean, if they are it, as people like to say, I'm going to feel good all year long about how they can perform against anybody.
Yeah, and I mean, this game will be another kind of litmus test in some ways especially for the likes of Kamari, who if you see that travel again, him traveling again and handling a higher level of difficulty, although he got some Roma Dunze in there, right? I don't want to make it seem like he has not faced anything. But yeah, man, I'm super excited for this. And we're week's just starting in that regard as we gear up for week three in Minnesota versus the Vikings for your Texans. Take it to the text line. Again, the number 713-572-4610, where someone said from 281, look, guys, I know you're the flagship radio station of the Texans. Yes, don't forget it. We're only talking about going into the third game of the season. Do you think we can maybe talk about a little bit about the Astros and what a messed up game that was last night? Buddy, I'm still feeling the tiredness from from keeping up with that game last night. We will talk about that. Don't forget, we got our guy, our Astros insider, in fact, Adam Spillane, join us at 10:40. We'll definitely dive into that game because what a mess.
We talk Astros just about every day.
Being the flagship of the Houston Texans don't mean a damn thing. I'm sorry. I think that's like a myth going around, like we are forced to talk about the Houston Texans. We be talking about some Astros, man. Yeah, we're going to talk about this.
I needed a second to group myself. We'll talk about it with Spo because what a wild game that was. Just like the way that it was administered, right? The way that it was handled was a mess. And so, yeah, we'll get around to talking about that. Like I said, I need a little time to collect myself. And while I do that, I want to remind you, it's In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's do our question of the day here. With the course of this, we found out that Boban Marjanovic probably done here in the NBA. Mm-hmm. And inspired by him, who is a player that maybe wasn't great, but is a legend nonetheless? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about that next.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey. See ya.